Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is Barry Kantz, your host. And you're listening to show number 223 for October 4th, 2009. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. The song you're listening to is If I Don't Dance. And it's performed by Kelly Hunt. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.net. www.hometravelagent.net. Well, welcome everybody to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. It's good to have you back, and it's good to be back. We missed a week last week. And what happened was we had an interview lined up for Thursday, and that interview fell through. And so Lorraine was tied up on the weekend with other duties, other very important duties. And I was also kind of tied up and under the weather and quite busy as well. So we didn't get to do a show. I didn't have anything prepared for the show when the interview fell through. So we just didn't do it. But this week, it's a different story. And once again, Lorraine is gone. She is working, or she worked this weekend with her Macworld Expo there in Windsor, California, her hometown, or it's near Windsor, I guess. And that was a big event for her. She's president of the club, the Mac Users Club, that puts on this expo. So she was quite the busy person all weekend. So she will not be here with us on the show today. However, next week, we hope to have her back. We've got another interview scheduled this Thursday coming up, I think we do. And if not, we can talk about her experiences at Macworld Expo and maybe talk a little bit about some travel that she's got coming up as well. So anyhow, with that, I want to thank you for listening to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and thank you for being a subscriber if you're subscribing to the show. And you can go over to the website at hometravelagent.net. and get a lot of information over there. You can jump into the agent-to-agent forum from a link on that page, and you can check that out. And you can also go into the archives from a tab up on top of the page and get all the past shows, listen to them. Everything on the website's free, so everybody's a platinum member. So this week there will not be a co-hosted segment, but we will have a segment, and I call it Back to Basics. And what I want to do is, you know, go back in time. When we first started the podcast, we talked about some of the basics of becoming a travel agent, what's required, what's needed, and then on different shows we got into some of the detail of those basics. And I want to go back and visit some of those basics again. We've had some email from listeners asking us to do that from time to time, because we tend to, on the show here, go off in many different directions, but not often do we go back and talk about some of the items that you need to know about if you're interested in becoming a travel agent, or if you're a beginning travel agent, what you may need to do to become more successful. And some of those are basics. And what I want to do today is to talk about becoming a travel agent. So with that, what we'll do is we'll get to that here in a moment. But first, I have to take care of some business. And I do want to thank Citrix and GoToMeeting for being a continued sponsor here on the show. And you know, the old way to meet for business, you know, over the phone or in person. A new and better way? Well, meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is like meeting in person, but it's less time consuming and less expensive. You can start your meeting with just a click, and everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so they can follow along as you move from page to page. Now use GoToMeeting to host a sales presentation, product demos, or training sessions, even collaborate on documents by sharing your screens. Now our listeners here can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. That's more than a month of unlimited online meetings for free. So for this special offer, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcasts for your free trial. So once again, gotomeeting.com/podcasts, and you get your free trial. And you can sign up. It's easy to do. Take you less than 5 minutes, and you're on the road to meeting. GoToMeeting. Now, once again, I want to give a real quick plug here to Angie's List, and that's a place where you can find recommended professionals, and people recommend professionals on Angie's List after they've had a good experience. Sometimes they don't recommend them because they've had a bad experience, and they report that on Angie's List as well. But the neat thing about it is that as a travel agent, you can get listed on Angie's List, and that's going to bring you some referrals, could bring you some clients. So check out Angie's List. You can follow the links in my show notes or the link that's present on the homepage at hometravelagent.net. So go there, check it out, and I know you're going to like Angie's List. I use it all the time. Okay, now, with the business out of the way here, you know, I do want to talk to you about becoming a travel agent. Or maybe if you're already a travel agent, then this might be a good review about why you became a travel agent and a review of many things you've accomplished to become a travel agent. And I want to point out that this discussion is at the 50,000 foot level. You know, this is just what I'm talking about today is just going to be a general overview of what it takes to become a travel agent. You know, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail today, and some of this material we have covered in previous podcasts. But, you know, it never hurts to get back to basics. Sometimes Lorraine and I, as I mentioned here earlier in the run-up to this portion of the show, Lorraine and I get wrapped up in the show and assume you all know what we know. And we have to, I think, on occasion, take a step away from where we are now and go to a point back to our beginnings and explain what this business is all about. And that's why the show is happening today. The travel business, it is an exciting and rewarding business. You actually help people achieve their dreams, and you're going to help clients become happy and create lifetime memories for them. You know, what other business can you be in and make that claim? I can't think of too many. So, you know, your business is creating happiness, and that's a good thing, and that's a fun thing and rewarding for you. You not only will create happy memories for your clients, you can create a world of travel and happy memories for yourself, too, because a good travel agent travels to the destinations where she sends her clients. A good travel agent goes on the cruises that she recommends for her clients, and a good travel agent becomes an expert in the products that he sells to his clients. And you can't become an expert without the direct experience of a cruise or experiencing a destination. And travel agents are experts in what they sell, and this is what sets you apart from that impersonal website where people plug in dates and a destination. You know, as a travel agent, you can tell your clients about the places to visit, the museums, the restaurants, natural wonders, and man-made wonders too. And you can tell them about the places to avoid. You know, that's your expertise, and that's what sets you apart from a website. A website can't do all this like you can. And a website can't intervene on behalf of a client when something goes wrong with their travel, but you can. And this is where the value of a travel agent comes into play. And that is why you sell to your clients, or rather, that is what you sell to your clients, your service and your expertise. Now, the great perk for a travel agent is a fam trip. And the word fam is short for familiarization. And fam trips are offered by travel suppliers and cruise lines to travel agents so the travel agent can gain that knowledge and experience of a trip or a cruise. And the cruise line and travel suppliers offer fam trips at greatly reduced rates. And I think sometimes you might even be able to get at least hotel stays and resort stays for free. So there's a nice perk to being a travel agent. In most cases, or all cases, you have to be an actual travel agent. You just can't go out and find a card mill, somebody that'll produce a card for you, and you can call yourself a travel agent and expect to get these fam trip perks. That just doesn't happen. So with a fam trip, if you're interested in educating yourself in their product, they will help you do that with a fam trip, and that will help you sell their product, and that's what they're interested in doing. So when you go on a fam trip, you make important connections with key people who work for the supplier or the cruise line, and I can't say enough about how important those connections are, because then you have someone to call. If your client runs into a problem, you know who to pick up the telephone and dial and talk to. You have a name and you have a face. And you got to remember, this is what you sell, your experience, education, and ability to solve those client problems. So the key people you meet on a fam trip are a big part of the service you deliver to your clients. So how do you begin the process of learning about the travel business? Well, there are many ways, including taking courses at your local community college. Community college, they're a great resource, and you should check out and see what they have to offer. And there's a couple of great home study courses for becoming a home-based travel agent. and they are offered by Tom Ogg and Kelly Monahan. They each have their own separate, different home study courses. Both are very good. Both are excellent courses, and both are a good starting point for your business. And I have a link to both courses in my show notes and on the Homebase Travel Agent website. And I encourage you to purchase one of these courses, and the cost for the home study course is less than the cost of a night stay in a hotel room. So it's well worth it. And it's a good way to go into detail and discover more about what this business is about. And you know, when you're done with the home study course, you end up with a book, a set of resources, a reference books that you can use. And those reference books will be in your library for future use. And that's kind of nice too. Now, in the interest of full disclosure here, I do receive a small commission when you buy Tom Monahan's course using the link on the website at hometravelagent.net. And you can find that link once you go to hometravelagent.net, click on the resources tab at the top of the page, and you'll be taken to that page where you're going to see Kelly Monahan's course, and you're going to see Tom Ogg's course listed there as well. Now, I don't receive a commission when you buy Tom Ogg's books. However, Tom has been a big supporter of this show and has been a guest on the show here several times. So please take a look at both sets of books and choose the set that meets your needs. You know, investigate them and figure out which one you like and go for it. Both are great. So you might ask, how do I get set up to make a commission on the travel products I sell? Good question. Most home-based travel agents start out working with a host agency. Now, a host agency is a travel agency that's been in the travel business for some time usually, and they take on independent agents to help them sell travel products. Now, you contract with a host agency to use their wholesale connections, and in return, what they do is they share commissions from their suppliers with you. So, for instance, you sell a cruise, and the commission's 10%. Now, your host agency will collect the commission since you're selling through their agency, and the host agency will send you a commission check for selling the cruise, but they're going to keep about 1% of the commission for being your host agency. So you're going to make 9% on the cruise that you sell. Now, this is an example. Not all host agencies charge the 1%. Some have different plans, some charge more. But that's basically how it works. Now, choosing a host agency, who to hook up with here. We've covered this topic in previous shows here at the Homebase Travel Agent Show, and we'll likely cover the topic again in future shows. So you can go back and check out those shows where we talk about choosing a host agency. And you can also learn about choosing a good host agency from one of the books I mentioned there earlier, Kelly Monahan's course or Tom Ogg's book. Well, another factor to consider when you're setting up your home travel agent business and you're thinking about it is that your state may require you to obtain a license before you can set yourself out as a travel agent. So you need to do the research on this topic. And if you're not sure, then run this question by your attorney. If your host agency is licensed in your state, then there is the possibility you may not need a license because you're a contractor through your host agency. So this is a good question to ask and a good question to research as you're getting into and developing your business plan. And then the next question, you know, how are you going to run your business? Are you going to run it as a sole proprietor? Are you going to create a limited liability corporation? Are you going to set up a subchapter S corporation? You know, what kind of business entity do you want for the business that you're going to do? And I would recommend actually setting up your business as a corporation, because a corporation can protect your personal assets if you ever suffer a lawsuit as a result of some negligence or even if you default, if the corporation defaults on debts, your personal assets aren't necessarily in line of the collectors. So in other words, if you are a corporation and a lawsuit results in a civil judgment against you, that civil judgment can only reach your business assets and not your personal assets, which is a good thing, obviously. And a good corporate structure can protect you and protect what you own in your own name versus what you own in your corporation. So I recommend you create a corporation for your business. It's not all that terribly difficult. You may want to consult an attorney to help you out with that. And you may want to talk to an accountant just to make sure that you get your corporation set up right and it meets your tax liability needs. Now, another thing to consider along those same lines is you should always think about insurance when you start a business. Of travel business, you should be insured for errors and omissions. So if your client tells you they want a honeymoon in Aruba and you book their honeymoon to the Azores by mistake, then your errors and omissions insurance will kick in and help protect you as a result of this mistake. Now, some host agencies provide you with personal errors and omissions insurance. And some host agencies say they have errors and omissions insurance, but the protection is only for the host agency. So you need to know if you're protected through your host agency personally, and if not, you should consider buying your own policy. Now, this insurance isn't really expensive, but it's essential to know whether or not you have it, and if not, go ahead and get it. Now, here's the big piece, and I've saved it for last. It's the most important topic, because you can get the best training man has to offer, and you can set up the perfect, or you can set yourself up with the perfect host agency, and you can have the best corporate structure and the best business insurance, but if you're not selling travel, the rest doesn't matter. Marketing and selling is the hardest part of establishing a travel business. Say it again, marketing and selling is the hardest part of establishing a travel business. You can place ads in the newspaper, and you can have a listing in the Yellow Pages, and I will almost guarantee you that you will receive zero or few leads from those two sources. Your leads and eventual sales are going to come from the personal relationships that you create. They're going to come from your personal contacts. And one of the best marketing success stories that I've heard about was a parent who was at a Little League game, and the parent was a travel agent and had blocked a group of rooms on a cruise and wanted to sell all the block that he had reserved. So the parent was at a Little League game and took a brochure about the cruise to the Little League game and handed the brochure out. And guess what? The parents there knew the travel agent. They knew of him through the school activities. They trusted him and they respected him. And they were all interested in the cruise, and many booked. And you know, when you book a cruise and you're within a group like that, kind of like an affinity group, a group of Little League parents, you know, you're going to end up going on a cruise with people you know. So that could add more fun, and people knew that, and I think he promoted that. And he ended up selling his full block of space that he had reserved. So, you know, the whole idea behind this is that you have to go out and you have to make those connections. You have to make those personal connections in your marketing plan. You know, we've had Scott Kepf, who is the CEO of the Travel Institute, on this show. And his saying is that, you know, if you're a home-based, you're a home waste. Because if you're sitting at home, you're not selling travel. So you got to get out there, and you got to get out there and make it personal and get your name known and let people know what you're doing. So the secret elements of a successful marketing and sales strategy are that your potential clients have to get to know you, they have to get to trust you, and then they'll buy from you, and then they'll refer other clients to you. Now, this is the secret sauce for a successful travel agent. If you can implement a strategy to take advantage of the secret sauce, you are going to be successful. Now, we will have future shows that go into detail for each of the topics we've touched upon in this show. So keep listening and keep learning. And thank you for being a listener to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And stop back often, subscribe to the feed through iTunes. You can find us on iTunes by putting in the search term travel agent, and the podcast should show up in iTunes. And you can subscribe right there. So that concludes the segment that I call Back to Basics. And the next segment on the show coming up is a couple of items in the travel news that I've researched and found kind of interesting and want to share with you. And the first item comes from the Chicago Tribune, and it was in their September 29th travel section. And Disney is teaming up with the Hands-On Network, and they're teaming up to offer volunteering opportunities to people who wish to give to their community. And at the same time, earn free passes to Disneyland or Disney World. Now, the Hands-On Network has 70,000 affiliated agencies, so there's going to be plenty of opportunity to volunteer no matter where you live in the United States. Now, you can register online with Disney to participate in this program, and your volunteer work must be performed in 2010, and your park visit must take place by December 15th, 2010. And participants must be 18 years or older. However, and this is pretty cool, kids 6 to 17 can work, they can volunteer, and they can earn a free pass to Disney World or Disneyland. But the catch is they have to be accompanied by an adult when they're volunteering. So there will be a link to this article in the show notes, and you may want to check it out. If you're going to Disney World, you can get a free pass. Now the next article, the next and last article, is one that I found in the Chicago Tribune as well, and it's in their travel photo gallery. So there's a bunch of pictures of this in the article. And now you can actually choose to get stuck on the tarmac, because what's happening there at Stockholm Arlanda Airport is that people are spending their nights in a Boeing 747-200 jumbo jet. A man by the name of Oscar Diaz converted a retired 747 into a hostel. These pictures are great. You really have to see the pictures to appreciate this hostel, to appreciate the 747. And the cockpit suite features two beds, a flat screen TV, a private bathroom with a shower, and it all includes free Wi-Fi. And actually, the two beds are nestled into the cockpit, and that's quite a picture. You want to take a look at it. Now, the hostel offers other sleeping arrangements, including private suites for one, two, or three visitors. And you can get rooms with two beds, you can get rooms with four beds, and the jumbo hotel, or the jumbo hostel, has an onboard cafe that serves breakfast and coffee. So the next time you're in Stockholm, maybe you want to get stuck on the tarmac and spend the night in the jumbo hostel. Interesting. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for the Home Base Travel Agent Show for this week, and we'll be back again next week. And in the meantime, I hope you all stay away from that nasty flu. And I hope you all travel safe and have a great week, everybody. And we'll see you next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.